How's everybody doing today? Well, it's a lot of memories walking back in this building. Over 30 years ago, I was in this building coaching with Andre Morgan. He invited me over here to be his assistant baseball coach. And it's been a long time. And I heard the news and I thought about, well, what am I gonna say about Andre Morgan today that nobody hasn't said or don't know? And I couldn't think of nothing that he hadn't already told us about himself to say about him. So I just want to bring up two memories. We were fierce competitors coaching against one another before we joined forces. And we had some good ball games. And fortunately, as he reminded me plenty of times, all the years we played each other, I never beat his team. He reminded me that plenty of times. But there was one memorable game that we had when we both was in RBI when we played for the championship at Wrigley Field. And we had came back, our team from Puerto Rico, and we were still tired from the trip, but we had to play that next day at Wrigley Field. And we had a classic game. It went about 11 innings. Both our pitchers were in the pitcher duel. About a week later, Morgan had already declared victory and telling everybody how he beat us in the game. Yes, he did. And then there was another occasion where we had a team reunion and players was out there, some of his players, my players, he was out there. And I posted on Facebook where he gave tribute to me for being a good coach and a good community person.
Well, my name's Andre Morgan. I just want to compliment Mike Maiden. For years, he's run a great program. I used to coach against him. I used to whip him a lot.
Yeah, I remember that, man. Let's go.
Yeah, we used to get him both with the Mets and the Hawks. But I will say that Mike's a positive influence in the community. And next time he runs for office, try to vote for him. I mean, you know, please vote for the coach. But it's a good thing. Baseball is the American way. Mike Maiden, good guy. Got all the alumni out here, even some of my ex-players out here. It's a good thing. Mike Maiden, good man. Can't coach that well, but we'll talk about that another day. I used to whip him.
About 2 hours later, after the camera went off, he sent me the bill. He said, "You don't think I said all that good stuff about you and I wasn't getting paid?" That was the Andre Morgan that I know. But, you know, he was a good friend. He was a mentor. He was a character. And I want whoever was on that Hall of Fame committee to put his picture on the wall. He ain't let nobody forget that he's inducted in the Hall of Fame here at CBS. But look around, as the preacher said, we've come from far and near to pay tribute to Andre Morgan. That's a testament to his life. And I want Nicole to know, y'all call her Miss Morgan, but over 40 years I earned the right to call her Nicole, that we love you and we're here with you. You stuck by Morgan, I don't know how, for 40 plus years. I don't know how, but you did. But y'all had some good times, and I'm sure some bad times, but the memories will always be there. And don't think he left you alone, and don't think God made a mistake, because all this love around you is there. We're there, just call us, we'll be there. We'll be there, it's all right to cry. We all will cry, that's all right. But I'm gonna conclude, because I don't want the preacher to pull my coattail here. I'm gonna conclude by saying, Andre Morgan, you were special, but you was a friend. And I want to say farewell to my friend today. Thank you. God bless you.
That's www.feoa.info, and help keep the legacy of Rube Foster alive. Baseball fans, it all started with one man. Andrew Rube Foster, the father of Negro League Baseball. The man, the myth, the forgotten legend. Now, his incredible story comes to life in the powerful new book, Game Changer, Rube Foster and the Birth of Black Baseball for a 21st Century Audience, connecting past, present, and future generations to the legacy that changed the game of baseball forever. Get your copy at www.feoa.info. That's www.feoa.info. And help keep the legacy of Rube Foster alive.